And yes, indeed, welcome back to the Fast Lane Show with a Car Starts First Time Every Time. Online is Dr. Adil Basir from the Town of Bauru Trust, who have had quite a challenging week, because what's at issue is that two, I think, harbour-facing Irvine, and on one of the plots is the grave of Sheikh, in fact, the Turkish Sheikh Abu Bakr Effendi, one of the forefathers of Cape Town Islam. But at issue here is that Claremont advertised over the weekend the fact that two plots available for development, harbour views in a trendy location, would be going up for auction on the 29th of June. Everybody seems to have forgotten that it's on the town of Bauru, which is a graveyard and a historical site. But Dr. Adil, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Shafiq, and Jumaa Mubarak to you and the listeners of the Voice of the Cape. Fasting and default is going well, alhamdulillah, and as we engage in the last 10 days of Ramadan, the i'tikaf, Idkum Yannar, and the commemorating of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah ta'ala.
Ameen and shukran to all of that. So, Dr. Adil, I'm trying to get my head around this whole proposal. It seems to be a contradiction in terms, doesn't it? To be honest with you, I'm not confident that any authority will even grant development rights on the land in question, but there's still a lot of cause for anxiety, isn't there?
Of course, yes, there is, you know, because legally those two Irvine have been transferred into the names of these two families. Sadly, of course, you know, it is Muslim family, so, you know, as much as we decry the exploitation and gentrification of the Boer Club, here is an excellent example, a classic example of where we as a community, you know, abdicating our responsibility in terms of selling to these developers. So, yes, it is a sad day for us in that sense.
I've heard rumors through other grapevines that there's a possibility that a well-known funeral parlor, of all things, has got an eye on this land. Oh, have you heard anything to that extent?
No, I'm not privy to that kind of information. All we are interested in, you know, obviously, is we have been given a mandate by the community, by the Cape Muslim community, we as the Town of Bauru Trust, to protect and preserve and secure the sanctity of the sacred sanctuary, and to recognize and to honor the pioneers of Islam who blood there is there. So we have a duty to ensure that no development will ever take place on that precious legacy. And if we have to, we will mobilize every resource at our disposal to protect the site from any such exploitation.
And of course, so, yes, know, yes. Yeah. I just want to mention that when I look at the map, the grave of Sheikh Abu Bakr Effendi is on the second plot facing towards the sea, and that is a serious problem, isn't it?
Of course, you know, the Turkish people, they value their maqbaras more than what we do, you know. I mean, I've seen recently the Turkish, the head of the Navy came here, and he was given all the protocols that needed, and he said, no, let's leave, but let me first go and visit Abu Bakr Effendi's cover. So they place a very, very high value on it, and of course so do we, because Abu Bakr Effendi was one of the pioneers of Islam here at the Cape.
No, absolutely. Now, what can be done now? Because, I mean, reserve price of 20 million rand, which means that when the bidding starts, that's the minimum price that people, if they really want it, are going to go crazy. I mean, you know, the price could go higher. Do we have the resources to even fight this?
We don't have the financial resources. We can hopefully get a sponsor to come to the party, maybe with a more reasonable offer to the to these Muslim brethren who are, you know, in my humble opinion, selling their souls for 30 pieces of silver. And in my humble opinion, there will be never any barakah in that money in any way.
Yeah.
But yes, inshallah, we are engaging, and we don't want to name and shame them at this stage. You know, it's a very, very high time of Ramadan for us. So we are trying to diplomatically, you know, navigate our way through this. But if push comes to shove, then, you know, we will have to mobilize the community, like I've said, and, you know, lay down our rules and make sure that the sale doesn't go through, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah to that. And what about the scenario if, and obviously we are speculating, if somebody does buy it, we know that the town of Bauru has permanently been under threat of development.
Yes.
I mean, for argument's sake, let's say somebody does buy the land, is suckered into buying that land, and the authorities who are finally beginning to become aware that there is a Muslim community in the city that does actually want to preserve its heritage, it cares about its heritage, might realize that it's going to be politically expedient not to let a development go ahead. So in other words, whoever buys this land could be sitting with a 20 to 30 million rand lemon.
Yeah, of course. No, absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we, you know, praying for, and we're hoping that, you know, whoever buys the land does his homework up front so that he doesn't make that mistake. But if, you know, if he does do that, inshallah, we will obviously take the necessary steps to ensure that no development does take place. You know, we have the heritage people on our side. For what it's worth, the city has come to the party, but obviously one would have to take that with a pinch of salt as well. But nevertheless, they have tried to assist us in many ways recently. So we have lots of, and obviously the MJC have as recently as a year ago issued a very, very complete fatwa, you know, comprehensive fatwa in declaring the site absolutely wakaf. So there's no chance from an Islamic perspective to build on it.
No, absolutely. And of course, President Cyril Ramaphosa, in his recent meeting with the community, undertook, and boy, I was witness to it as were many other hundreds, undertook to support the sort of moves to stop the gentrification of the Boer Kaap, and he supported honoring the historical legacy of the Boer Kaap. Has the Trust thought about escalating this to presidential level?
Yes, inshallah, we have a plan on the table. You know, like I said, you know, this being this time of the year, we are first engaging the sellers, trying to go the diplomatic route, you know, and if that doesn't succeed, then obviously we will escalate it. We have, luckily for us, we have contacts at a higher level in terms of other foreign countries also being able to relate to our president, so we have those options available to us. But, you know, first prize would be to engage the sellers, you know, remind them of their duties, remind them of their primary responsibilities to the community, and hopefully in that way settle the matter. But if that fails, then inshallah, you know, we will have to take the necessary steps to ensure that the sanctity of the site is preserved.
Dr. Adil Basir, talking on behalf of the Tanu Bara Trust, informing us about the pending sale of Two Irvine right up at the top. One of the plots has got the grave of Sheikh Abu Bakr Effendi on it, one of the pioneers of Islam in Cape Town in the mid-19th century. Reserve price said to be 20 million rand. Claremont are auctioning the plot on the basis of it being a very good place for development. But it's slap bang on top of some of the most historical graves in our community, and I'm sure everybody listening to us together with Dr. Adil Basir would agree the town of Baru needs to be preserved and protected. Who has the right to take away our legacy and our history? Dr. Adil Basir, everything of the best at the town of Baru Trust, and let's hope that a settlement can be reached where the community does is able to enjoy its heritage. Shukran, enjoy the weekend.
Alhamdulillah, shukran kathir for the interview.
In the Fast Lane, driving you this Ramadan.